And this is really interesting because what the Senate did is a grave, horrendous injustice. It's described by Sean Fleetwood at TheFederalist.com. GOP senators' top priority after failed midterms is helping Democrats trample the meaning of marriage. I agree with William Briggs, but for different reasons. It's time to bring back arranged marriages. Marriage. What man, as head of his household in his right mind, is going to arrange for his son Steve to marry the neighbor's kid named Bob? Who can say they can be happy and bring forth children for both of our family lineages? It's Steve and Bob, you dumbass. They can't bring forth children. You see, this is such a... I am almost to the point now where... I remember Ronald Reagan had the shining city on the hill? I think we need to have David Simpson's shining little hill. Just a hill surrounded by a moat. Yeah, there are men's on walls with guns and guarding the thing. Seriously, though. Why were marriages arranged back in the day? You know, people think about arranged marriages and go, oh, the horror. Oh, the misery. Oh, your family choosing your mate. Just what terror. For the most part, it produced what you call Christendom today. Take that, arranged marriage produced what we call Christendom today and all the good things, many of the good things in it. Got it. Take that on that piece of paper, wad it up, get it real small, bring it into your kitchen, stick it in the microwave for 10 seconds, get it a little warm so it's more tasty. You can put some Tony Shasheries on it, some salt and pepper if you prefer. Get a fork and a knife and then eat it. I mean, literally, eat it. Would there be any arranged sodomitical, trisodolesbitical? Did I just create a word? Trisodolesbitical. Trisodolesbitical marriages. What parent in their right mind, what father, because the fathers did this, would do this? Well, we can answer the question that Sean Fleetwood of the Federalist was pining away about 2 days ago. Under the proposed legislation, states would be legally prevented from denying, quote, full faith and credit to any public act, record, or judicial proceeding with respect to marriage between individuals based on sex, race, ethnicity, or national origin. Democrat-controlled House had previously passed an earlier version of the bill that, with the help of 47 Republicans. Well, yesterday, the Democrat-controlled Senate passed it with the help of 12 Republicans. Here's a question. Why did we want a red wave? Do you have any indication that this wouldn't have passed in either house if there were Republican majorities? If you could peel off 47 Republicans to Nancy Pelosi's 208 today, that gives you 255. You only need 219. Bill passes by almost a veto-proof majority. Let's just say the GOP had 56 senators in it, all present company included. Well, that would leave Schmuckles with 44. Take the 12 demonically inspired louts that signed off on this in the Senate, added to Schumer's 44, and you got 56. You're only four shy of breaking a filibuster if they still had it. This is the end of the line. Doesn't get once this is done. Now, I'm going to tell you that I believe that a state like Louisiana, that Attorney General Jeff Landry could sue. soon as some lesbian or raving sodomite comes into Louisiana and tries to claim privileges and immunities under this act here, and in defiance of our marriage in Louisiana is betwixt one man and one woman. Yeah, I know about all about the Obergefell. As soon as that happens, then the Attorney General of the State of Louisiana can intervene and can order the clerk of court of whatever parish not to issue the writ. Let's just say the clerk of court does issue it. Now, the sheriff of that parish or a council, should they be so inspired, and we could pray that they would be, would now have standing to sue for the issuance of the, quote, marriage license, close quote. Of course, immediately, the usual sodomite suspects would swoop into Louisiana and would countersue, and then ultimately, we get all the way up to a high state court, and then Attorney General Landry would have to get involved. Should he take the case, and should he prevail, then that would be that would go higher up to a federal appeals court, who would, depending on which appeals court it was, should be the Fifth Circuit here in Louisiana, should ultimately the appeals court should let the lower court, the state court decision, stand, knowing that they're just not going to answer the question. They're going to make Alito answer the question. So then the sodomites are going to appeal that, and then they would appeal it to who? The SCOTUS. In this district, I believe, is Amy Coney Barrett. Who's the appeal from the Fifth Circuit? It's not Alito, because Alito is, maybe it is Alito, because Alito heard the Mississippi case. Let's just say it's Alito, Justice Alito. Well, Alito can single-handedly go like, I don't need to put it to a vote. We're going to take the case. And there you go, bammo. Obergefell's back on the docket. So maybe we should actually be thankful for this, because there is the chance, there is the opportunity, that in a small 5-4 majority, this court could do to Obergefell what it did to Roe and say there's no such thing as precedent, and that was an awful, awful, awful ruling. Yeah, the Fifth Circuit is Alito, so Louisiana's in the Fifth. So maybe this is the course of action. Maybe we should start inviting deranged sodomites and lesbonics into Louisiana to come get married, find out which of the sheriffs or which of the council, parish councilors or which of the police juries has a set of balls, and then immediately challenge the clerk of court that issued the license, or tell the clerk of court, don't issue the license. Begin the court process that ultimately finds it all the way up at the top, and that gives Thomas and Alito the chance to do to Obergefell what they did properly do to Obergefell, what they did to Roe. So maybe that this is the, maybe God's in control of this, when the guy's going like, all right, you idiot, duped Senate Republitards, go ahead and vote for it, because I got a plan. And I'm going to execute it all the way up to the top. There's nothing you can do about it. So, yeah, go ahead. Have fun with your little homo marriage. Ooh, look, they all support me now. But let me go back. Let's have some fun with talk radio on a Thursday morning. Let's have some fun with talk radio. It is a morning show, after all. We could pray Mike and the Crusade Breakfast Flakes for just a moment. We need some background music. Arranged marriages. Why not? People's first reaction is because they were eliminated because of love. Oh, yeah. Look at all the love. 57% of all American adults, last time I saw the stats, will experience or will be involved in at least one divorce. Of course, that number is going to go down now because most American youths can't even be bothered to get married. So you need to be married to get divorced. Let's just say the number holds. Let's round it off. Let's say 60%. 60% of all American adults are going to be involved in at least one divorce. I want to say the real shocking number is that like over a third, 30 some odd percent are involved in at least two double losers. What does that say about marriage for love? Arranged marriages supposedly sucked because people were, you go and measure, you, my 5'11", beautiful, long, tressed, blonde daughter, you go and marry that 4-foot-tall midget. Because it's good for the Montague clan. Who are the houses in Romeo and Juliet? The Capulet. It's good for the Capulet clan. Now, this is the caricature of the arranged marriage. But truly, the arranged marriage was to the benefit of both of the families and was done to see to it that the tradition that had been brought forth, which included the land, the guild, the vocations, if there was some nobility there, the nobility. This was to ensure that these were good things, that they were carried forward into the future for the benefit of the children that would come out of the arranged marriage. And this is the proper way to look at this. Now, please understand, I am under no delusion that we're going back to arranged marriage. So, before you can get your panties or your tidy whites all twisted up in a while, wait a minute. What's kind of what we do here? We talk about the way things ought to be. Didn't Rush Limbaugh write a book by that title? So if there were arranged marriages, could a governing body compel a family into, or force one of their children into an arranged homosexual, I'm just going to use an air finger quotation mark, marriage? I think this is the question, the 800-pound sodomite in the room that needs to be answered. And if it's for the benefits of both families, then please explain what those benefits would be. You see, when you look at it through that lens, you remove this love is love. Love is, oh, speaking of love is love. I don't even want to tell you this. I don't even want to do the story. I don't even want Maggie to put the image in the chat room. I don't even want anyone to know that I ever even read the darn thing.